Hello and welcome to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker, the Link Foundation, and Mike and Patty Morgan. And thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Thanks for joining me for this special edition of Classical Guitar Alive featuring a tribute to Bruce Holtzman, who passed away on May 6, 2023 at the age of 72. Bruce Holtzman was professor of guitar at Florida State University. During his 50-year tenure there, his students have won top prizes in many international guitar competitions and have gone on to careers as performing and recording artists and as teachers at universities, colleges, and music schools across the United States and abroad. We'll hear music performed by some of Bruce Holtzman's students and hear interviews with them discussing his impact. We'll start with music performed by one of Bruce Holtzman's students, who is also his younger brother, Adam Holtzman. This is a prelude by Manuel Ponce. Opening this special edition of Classical Guitar Alive, remembering Bruce Holtzman, who was professor of guitar at Florida State University for 50 years, we've just heard a prelude by Manuel Ponce, performed by his former student and younger brother, Adam Holtzman. Adam Holtzman spoke about his older brother and guitar teacher.
Bruce was both my first and last teacher. He was my teacher from the time I was 7 till 12. And then when I came to Florida State in 1979, and so Bruce was both the beginning of my work and in a lot of ways the end of my active sort of every week teacher work, you know. It's funny because when I was younger, Bruce was always my greatest support system. And really throughout my life, he has been. But when I studied with him, he was hard on me. And he was very honest. And, you know, your tone sounds like crap today, or what's wrong with your nails? They sound like you did them on the sidewalk. Or do you own a metronome? It would be nice if you used it. Or he would blow cigars. I mean, in the old days, he used to smoke cigars. He doesn't anymore, really. But he's a connoisseur of cigars, my brother. And so he would blow, as I was playing, he'd blow smoke in my face. And one time I said to him, "I can't play if you blow smoke in my face." And he said, and I quote, "You can't play whether I blow smoke in your face or not." So I got both ends of the barrel, you know. But Bruce was an amazing foundational teacher, which he was not only for me, but for so many guitarists. I mean, and I always say this about Bruce, is he's the greatest listener I've ever met. in many ways. That's, I think, his greatest skill is both his meticulousness in his listening and his ability to listen and then make recommendations to improve what he's hearing, you know? And if anything, that's what a music teacher has to be able to do, and then put it into words as to what to do.
Adam Holzman performing Poncet's Prelude in F-sharp minor. We'll hear more from Adam Holzman later in the program, but next the Texas Guitar Quartet performs an arrangement of Beethoven's Egmont Overture. Jonathan Dotson is one of the performers on that recording, and he spoke about his studies with Bruce Holzman.
I guess I was 19 when I started studying with Bruce. I know that my experience with him as a 19-year-old freshman was a lot different than the experience of the doctoral students. You know, he was definitely tough. I mean, it's tough in any situation where you have a teacher who has a very, very clear idea of what they want and you're not doing that. But I will say he was very empathetic and he was very understanding of what my needs were at the time. You know, I was in the marching band. I was learning how to be an adult, and he didn't seem to hold any of that against me. He was patient with me, but demanding at the same time. When I would go in for a lesson with Bruce at that age, I had no idea what it really meant to be a classical guitarist, to learn the kind of work ethic that you have to develop. So Bruce definitely instilled that in me more through the withholding of praise if it's not deserved. Like, Bruce is not one to tell you, okay, all right, that's good. If it's not, he won't give you false praise. It serves no purpose. I also learned that there's no skipping over steps to get to the next step. I learned that the hard way. You know, an entire semester of playing Soar One. And I heard the same things so many times, lesson after lesson after lesson. I didn't even realize it, but I think I learned on a broad scale everything that I know about classical guitar. I learned from Bruce Holzman in the first year of studying with him. It just took me 20 years to comprehend it.
Thank you.
Texas Guitar Quartet performing Beethoven's Egmont Overture. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring a tribute to Bruce Holzman, who passed away on May 6, 2023, and had been professor of guitar at Florida State University since 1972. Next, we'll hear a piece titled Menino by Sergio Assad, performed by cellist Wendy Warner and the Sharp Zone Guitar Duo. Duo member Andrew Zone was a former student of Bruce Holzman and spoke about his lessons.
Well, I can say this. This sounds like it's a small thing, but all you guitarists in this world will understand this. He was the first guy who showed me how to shape my thumbnail. I had absolutely no idea how to shape my thumbnail until I met Bruce Holzman, and he gave me this one little hint, and it changed my life.
That's spoken like a true guitar nerd.
Yes, all the guitar nerds will understand exactly what I'm talking about. Everybody else will be like, who cares? But, you know, I always consider Bruce Holzman master of the laconic. He says something very, very simple, but it has this bigger, wider explanation. Like, he would say something in passing, and then, you know, think about it for a couple of weeks, and then like, oh, yeah, I understood. Finally understood what he was talking about.
Thank you.
cellist Wendy Warner and the Sharp Zone guitar duo performing a piece titled Menino by Sergio Assad. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring music performed by former students of Bruce Holzman, who had been professor of guitar at Florida State University for 50 years until his death in May 2023. In 1987, Ricardo Cobo won first prize in the Guitar Foundation of America competition and spoke about Bruce Holzman's influence.
One thing that I got from Bruce right away that was really revealing to me is that Bruce really wanted to know where you were at. Like he had keen interest about why you were there, what was going on in your head, you know, and he was very kind, very generous with his time, which is not something I was expecting. You know, the guy was an empowering teacher. He was frank and dreadfully honest sometimes to a T.
Can you give me a for instance?
Well, I mean, there were times when I would think I was getting ready for an audition for a competition, and he would say, you don't stand a chance in hell. you really think you're going to place in that competition? I don't think it's going to happen. He would say, I'd be shocked if you actually made it to the finals. And I would go, what? But I mean, he was really honest. He would say to me, you know, the way you play today, I'd be shocked if you make it past the semis. When I ended up,
what was your reaction when he said that?
I would basically go back to my space and work even harder. That was my thing. It's like, well, I'm going to prove you wrong. Like, I'm going to show you that I can do this. And most of the time I surprised him. I mean, and I won second place in the first one I went, and then I came back and I won first place. I got along with Bruce really well, and I had profound respect for what he did. And so I will always credit Bruce just for being there and not, he never made it about him. Yeah. You know, he made it about the art. It's the music and it's you and it's how you honestly connect with the music. And I always felt the guy not only gave me all the time that I asked for, but he went many, many steps beyond that.